Hello and welcome to my video. Chuck Holmes here, independent affiliate with LiveGood. What I'd like to do in today's training is share my results from my 90-day challenge with LiveGood. As a quick disclaimer up front, individual results will vary. This is just my experience. You could do better than me. You could do worse than me. You get out what you put in, and I'm an independent affiliate with the company. This is our agenda, what we're going to cover. I'm going to briefly define what a 90-day blitz is, why you should do one. I'll share my results, my overall personal statistics, my daily mode of operations, which is what I did each day to grow my business. I'll also share some lessons learned, and then we'll wrap this up with our conclusion. So let's start by talking about what a 90-day blitz is. You can read the definition on the slide. I'm just going to put it in my own words. It's basically when you take 90 days and you go all in with your business. You do 5 times, 10 times, 20 times more than you would normally do in your business. It's not about just working your business consistently for 90 days. It's about doing a lot more than you normally do. This is going to really help you get focused. You're going to focus on the income-producing activities, prospecting, following up, retailing, lead generation, launching new reps. And this is why you're doing a 90-day blitz. Every top earner that I've ever talked to credits their success to doing either one or two 90-day blitzes in their company over the course of their career. I do want to go back to this slide and just share with you. A 90-day blitz is not something that you can maintain much more than 90 days because you will burn out. It's designed to do a lot more than you normally would so that you create that intensity, that focus, that all-out massive action so you can create that momentum in your business. If you're going to do a 90-day blitz and you're just doing what you're already doing, you're not really doing a 90-day blitz. You have to do more than you normally would. You have to be all in for 90 days. I just want to stress that so you understand. The number one reason to do a 90-day blitz is you want to create momentum, excitement, and rapid growth in your business so you can lay that foundation in your business so that when you revert to your normal pace, you have a lot of people to work with. You have great growth going in your business and you're achieving your goals. So these are my results for the 90-day blitz. And I do have some disclaimers I'll share in a minute as I go through this. I do believe in being transparent with people. I think it makes a big difference. So I joined LiveGood on June 12th, 2023. And my 90-day blitz went until September 9th, 2023. So from day one in my LiveGood business, that's when I started my 90-day blitz. I was all in. I believed in what I saw. I was passionate. But I do want to throw out there, this is not my first network marketing company. I've been doing this over 20 years. So don't compare yourself to me. Also, when I joined LiveGood, I did have a team in another company. So I had a big team, in fact, in another company. Now, they didn't all come with me to LiveGood. I just went through my back office today. And of the 84 people that I enrolled in my first 90 days here, 28 of them were with me either in my previous company or a company I had worked with in the past. Now, during my 21 years of building a business and being a network marketer, I have built a database. I don't want to hide that from you. I have a good mailing list. I have a good email list. And I've worked very hard to cultivate that and maintain that over the past 15 plus years. So if you don't have those things in place, you might not get the same exact results I did, and that's okay. You can still do good even without those things. But when you see my numbers, it's important to know that up front. So we started with 0 people here in LiveGood. No one in LiveGood gets a deal. No one gets a position. I love that about the company. So I started with 0 people. And at the end of my 90 days, we had 780 paid members on my team. Now, I thought I would have a lot more than that, based off how other people had grown in LiveGood previously. And that was one of my first mistakes, is I was comparing myself to other people. So never compare yourself to someone else, because there are a lot of factors that you might not know about or that are out of your control. During the 90 days, or throughout the 90 days, I had 4 leaders that I developed. I had 1 personally enrolled gold, 3 personally enrolled silvers, and 11 personally enrolled bronzes. Now, I can't take credit for their success. They built their own business. I was just very blessed to know them, have a good relationship with them, and help them when they asked for it, which wasn't much. They're very self-sufficient. In my team in this 90 days, we have 2 golds, not counting myself, plus a little more than 8 silvers. I think there's 9 silvers as of today in the team. So that's good. 10 people in a leadership rank in the company in the first 90 days. That's great. four people in our team hit the company's leaderboards. And I want to give a shout out to Landy, to Kaylee, and Michelle for crushing the company's leaderboards. You can see here, I'm currently, as of today, in ranked 124 out of over almost 700,000 people with 84 personally enrolled people. My goal is to eventually be number one, but I know it's going to take time. But within a year or two, I plan on being the number one recruiter in the company. That is definitely my mission. Another thing we did during this 90 days is we set up systems and training for our team. And this is pretty hard. If you're fortunate to have an upline who does all those things for you, consider yourself blessed. I have a great upline. I have nothing but great things to say about them. But during this 90 days, we worked together and we put together a Facebook group. We put together weekly training. We created some getting started training. We created a testimonials group for our team. So we have all the things in place now going forward to be successful, which is great. So anyone joining our team, they don't need to create any of those things. They can tap into what we have available and be successful. I want to give a shout out to Courtney and Kim and my upline for helping me as well and for helping me get everything set up. And it works seamlessly now. We're unified. We work great together. And I'm very blessed to have some great coaches in my upline support team. And finally, I hit the rank of gold executive. So I'm 16 personally enrolled people away from hitting the rank of platinum. And I anticipate on hitting that by the end of this month. So I'm very excited about that. These are some of my stats. Now, I'm a numbers guy. Part of my brain, I don't know what part, but I have that engineer type brain and I love numbers. And I credit some of that to the military, maybe some of the jobs I had as an Army officer. They really got me thinking strategically. Now, I don't let the minutiae or the numbers or the details overwhelm me, or that's not just what I focus on, because that's not what network marketing is all about. We're about relationships. We're about people. But I do believe if you track it, if you know your stats, you can leverage things to your advantage. So let's just go through this. My conversion rate was 25%. So I had 335 people who took the free tour with LiveGood. 84 of them upgraded. Not bad. 25%. My goal is 33%. Company-wide, it's somewhere between 20 and 30%. That means 100 people take the free tour. They go to your capture page. They type in their email and phone number. For me anyway, one out of four upgraded and became a paid member. That's great. You're never going to get everybody, so don't even worry about that. My sponsoring rate, out of the 84 people that I signed up, 28 of them signed up at least one person. So that's 33%. My goal is to get that to 50%, but that's still much higher than I've experienced in other companies. Most people never sponsor anyone. Bronze rate. So out of the 84 people who enrolled, 15 are currently a bronze or higher. We have, I believe, three that I had that were bronze that fell off, and I'm not counting them in this total. So I have 15 active bronzes or above, which is 18%. And my goal is 33%. This is just out of personally enrolled people. Retention rate. Look at this. 98% out of 84 people personally enrolled, 82 of them are still active. I've never seen anything like this in the industry. And I said in a previous video, this is what I'm most excited about LiveGood, is that we have a very high retention rate. And the whole way to make residual income is to have retention. You can recruit until the cows come home, but if no one stays, if no one duplicates, you're not going to have a residual income. Here, we retain a lot more than I have in any other company I've been part of. Is it perfect? No. Is it 100%? No. But 98%, you could compare that to any other network marketing company. We probably run circles around it. So it's very impressive. My leader rate, in other words, out of the people I sponsored, how many of them stepped up into a leadership role? And this is just my own opinion. I define silver as the first leadership rank. Bronze is when you sign up two people. I think anybody who's trying, if they try, they can find two people. But to go silver, you have to sign up at least 10 people and have a team of 20 people. So I consider that a leader, because most people aren't going to do that. So out of the 84 people, four of them that I personally enrolled hit the rank of silver or above. And I also have a few more in the works that I think will be silvers as time goes on. So my leader rate right now is 5%, and that's my goal. If I can sign up 100 people and have five people as a leader, that's really, really good. That's not normal in this industry. It's normally much higher than that. Much worse than that. So you have to have more people signed up to find leaders. Of course, individual results will vary. These are just my stats. You could do better or worse, but I think it's important to share these stats. So this is my daily mode of operations. And I did have a different daily mode of operations every week because I experimented. I tried doing different things. But in a nutshell, what I did every day is I mailed postcards. I made YouTube videos. I emailed my list. I bought some ads. And I emailed contacts. I did a mixture of those things every day. And I worked about 3 to 4 hours a day, 6 days a week during the 90-day challenge. I modified my daily mode of operations every week. Like I said, I experimented and tried different things. But 90% of my efforts was on personal recruiting. And in my next 90-day challenge, 90% of my efforts will also be on personal recruiting. These are some of the lessons that I learned during the 90 days. Now, I've done other 90-day challenges in other companies in the past, so these are also applicable to other companies that I've been in, most of them anyway. So you can accomplish a lot in 90 days. This is a fact. If you get focused, if you get organized and are self-disciplined with your time, 90 days, it feels like forever sometimes, but it goes by quickly, and you can do a lot in 3 months in this business if you really choose to. Another thing, don't compare yourself to others. There are going to be people who build their business quicker than you. There are going to be people who build their business slower than you. That's okay. You don't know their whole backstory, so don't compare yourself. Maybe they came in with a network. Maybe they joined a few months earlier and they rode that momentum. Maybe they sponsored people with network marketing experience. Who knows? So don't compare yourself. Just do the best that you can and keep improving. Remember, consistency pays off. When I started the 90-Day Blitz, I didn't have immediate huge results right out the gate. What I have found is you build up your success. You create that momentum, you create that growth, but it takes time. You're starting out at zero. It's kind of like pushing a car. The hardest part is when you first start pushing the car because there's no energy, there's no gravity work, and you're pushing really hard to get those wheels turning. But once it gets turning, it gets a little bit easier. And once it gets moving very quickly, it gets a lot easier. That's how this business works. Another thing, most people you sponsor, they're not going to do anything with the business. That's no reflection of you. It just is what it is. Accept that. Know what your statistics are. Remember, I shared my statistics in that previous page? Those are my numbers. So you know what I do? I leverage those numbers. I work those numbers. I realize not everybody's going to go bronze. Not everybody's going to go silver. Not everybody's going to join. And activate. So I figure out what my stats are, and then I work those stats in my favor to get the results that I want. And that's what I encourage you to do in your business. Another thing is, this is a long-term part-time project. This is not a get-rich-quick thing, all right? This is a business. It's going to take you probably a year or two to really get where you want to be if you're doing your business consistently. Folks, that sounds like forever, but it's not. A year or two goes by so quickly. This is a long-term part-time project. Do not quit your day job to do Live Good full-time right out the gate. You will starve to death. Almost any new business, you will starve to death if you try to do it full-time right out the gate. Live Good is more back-end money than front-end money. If you've done network marketing before, you'll understand this. Most companies, they sell a starter kit. It's $500 to $3,000. That pays you a big chunk of money when someone buys it. Most companies, you're selling an overpriced product and you're getting a big commission off that. That's the front end money. The downside of most regular MLM companies is there's no retention. So there's no back end money because people order once or twice and they drop out. Here, you're going to make about $5 to $25 per person that you sign up, depending on whether they're a member or an affiliate. But the back end money is more generous because people stick around longer. Now, it does take time for the matrix and the matrix matching to catch up, but it grows, and it grows rapidly if you keep building and you stick with it. What I see here is people, they make a small amount their first 1 to 3 months in the business, and they're out of the business because they're looking for basically a miracle to their financial problems. And the truth is, you're not going to fix your financial problems in any business in 3 to 6 months. You're not. You probably could in 12 to 24 months, but it takes time to get that business rocking and rolling. And the back end money here is good if you stick with it. Building the foundation is the hardest part in any business. That laying that foundation is the hardest part. What's laying the foundation in Live Good? It's finding your serious people. It's finding your 5 serious people who are going to build a business, or finding your three serious people who are going to get after it and build a business. So be patient. Give yourself a year to build a foundation in your business. And finally, you only need a few good people to make good money here. You don't need a lot of serious people. You need about 3 to 5 good people in Live Good, really in any network marketing company, to create a life-changing income. So be patient. Keep your eyes and ears open for those people. And best of all, you don't even have to be the one who signs them up. They can show up anywhere on your team and you benefit from it. So what do I have in store for the next 90 days? Well, I'm going to start my next 90-day challenge on September 15th. Today is September 11th. That's the day I'm making this video. So in 4 days from now, I'm doing my second 90-day blitz so that I can get to diamond in the company by Christmas. That is my goal. I want to be a diamond with 2,500 active team members by Christmas Day. That will put me in the business about 6.5 months at that time, give or take, minus about a week, which is still good. We've had people hit diamond in a month. Yes, we've had people do it in 3 months. I don't really care because I'm no longer comparing myself to others. I'm just doing the best I can with the cards I'm dealt, with the work ethic that I have, and with the experience and skills that I have. And I encourage you to do the same thing in your business. In conclusion, this was a great 90-day challenge. I learned a lot about Live Good. I love the products. I learned a lot about the corporate leadership team, about myself. And I just love the concept of Live Good. I love that no one gets hurt financially. That alone to me makes it better than any other network marketing company. There's no kits, no overpriced products, no auto ships. Order when you want, and the products are at Amazon prices. It's great. I built the foundation for my business in the first 90 days. I've got my key leaders, and what I'm going to do in the next 90 days is I'm going to solidify what I did in the first 90 days, and I'm going to bring in some more people. That's why I'm doing this second 90-day challenge, and I hope my experience will inspire you to do your own 90-day challenge, not so you can get the results that I did. You could do better. You could do worse, but so that you get serious about your business and you get after it and you show yourself what you're capable of. You know, you do a 90-day challenge. Maybe you meet all your goals. Maybe you don't. I don't know what's going to happen for you. But you know what? You're going to be a lot better off than you would be if you never did a 90-day challenge in your business. And I think it's going to force you out of your comfort zone. And it's going to force you to show yourself what you're capable of in the business. And whether you fail miserably or whether you achieve success on a grand scale, I think it's important to test yourself and show yourself what you're really capable of with the business. So I hope you do a 90-day challenge in Live Good, or if you're with a different business, I hope you do a 90-day challenge in that business to really get things going. So let's work together. If you're not in Live Good, I encourage you to check out the links below this video. If you are in Live Good already, get back with your coach or your sponsor and come up with a 90-day game plan for your business so you can figure out what's possible for you in the business. My name is Chuck Holmes. I've been doing network marketing for over 20 years now. I'm the No BS Network Marketer. I'm also an independent affiliate with Live Good. If you go to charlesholmes.net, we have a lot of tips, training, tools, and resources for network marketers. If you're not in Live Good already, go to my website, newinternetbiz.com, and check it out. Also, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to this video. That'll help our channel out a lot. And also you go to the links in the description box below this video to get access to those resources. We post a new video here on YouTube every single day. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to check out my other videos. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for watching. I'll see you at the top. Take care, everybody.